The Islamic calendar is lunar. That is, it's based on the cycles of the moon. In the 8th month, Shia Muslims celebrate the birthday of their 12th Imam, Mahdi.
On this day, Shia Muslims in Iran celebrate the birth of Imam Mahdi, and for this occasion, they light up the city.
Imam Mahdi is a very important figure in the Shia faith. Shia Muslims and even some Sunni Muslims believe him to be hidden by God and that he will unite all Muslims at the time of his return.
The world of Islam and humanity is awaiting the one that will save humanity. We Shias believe that the person the world is waiting for is no one but the Imam of our time, that we pray for him to come and bring justice to all lands.
Shias also believe that, during his return, he will be accompanied by a number of holy men, including Jesus Christ. Shia Muslims celebrate his birthday and wish for his return.
In mid-Shaban, we celebrate for the Imam, who we believe sees us and lives like us and is on earth and is living side by side with us whilst we don't see him. We celebrate the birth of all our 14 infallibles, from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to his daughter and the all 12 Imams. However, for Imam Mahdi, there is a special celebration as we believe he is still alive and amongst us.
The celebrations include religious gatherings and passing sweets and juices around, and giving charity to mark this festivity, on the eve of the 15th of the month of Shaban.
Today is the 15th of the month of Shaban and marks the birthday of Imam Mahdi. I'd like to congratulate all Muslims on this occasion.
The 15th of Shaban marks the birthday of our Imam and we are waiting for his return. I'd like to congratulate this day as we are celebrating his birth.
Every year, festivities are held across the country to mark this occasion, starting from the eve to the day itself, which is one of Iran's national holidays. In addition to Iran, there are other Muslim nations who also celebrate this day. These include Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, and India. Reporting for Press TV in Tehran, Pedram Khoyagadi.